Jesse learned to cast before he could walk. My first recollection of fishing with him is one of me standing in hip waders on Otto Lake with Jesse sitting on my shoulders. We were fishing for grayling. He would cast off our right side and I would cast to the left. More often than not, he would have doubles on. The last week in May, I took the kid fishing again. We upgraded the drive to the river, a campout, do-it-yourself fishing trip, to a drive to the lodge, fully guided, someone else do the work fishing experience. The early run of saltwater kings bound for the Kenai River and Upper Cook Inlet were our target. We stayed at Trophy King Lodge, about 28 miles north of Homer, on the beach between the Sterling Highway and Cook Inlet. Our guide was Mike Constant. It was cold when we left in the boats for the fishing spot. As do all good guides, Mike had a story to tell until a king hit. Then it wouldn't matter what the weather was, we would be warm. Mike said his dad told him you can't catch if you are comfortable. We were cold and uncomfortable, and we were not catching fish. Mike got Jesse laughing and warmed him up a bit when he said, "If what my dad said was true, this morning I would sit on the side of my pocket knife to make the fishing pick up." Not long after, we took the first hit, then another, and then the third. A triple hit. As the battle raged, we fought to get the fish in without tangling lines. Mike held up his knife and told Jesse, "I guess I had better put my pocket knife away." I can't remember what the weather was like for the rest of the day. That morning, our boat of four fishermen boated nine kings in a 3-hour run on the high tide. We had many others hooked, but could not complete the job. Several were close enough to the net when they finally shook the hook that the guide would call it a catch and release. Mike named it LDR, long distance release. King salmon are born into the world without knowing their parents and die without meeting their children. This may be the reason why they fight so hard. Perhaps they are mad for being raised orphans and dying before their children are born. At any rate, when hooked in salt water, they seem to have a mad on and are determined to take it out on the hook. Since the hook is attached to a line connected to a rod and a reel held by a thrill-seeking angler, the battle for freedom brings sore arms, a tired back, and heart-pounding, stress-erasing, and soul-relaxing recreation. The limit in Cook Inlet is 5 kings per season. Keeping 3 apiece for the locker and Sunday dinner, we released the balance. The last of May left a lot of season before us, and we did not want to fill our tags this early in the year. At week's end, Jesse went home drunken with fresh, clean, clear salt air, suntan cheeks, and the overall intoxication that comes from being in the outdoors catching fish with his dad. The kid is 30 years older than on our first trip to Otto Lake.
Outdoors, take a young person with you and teach them by your example what it means to be a sportsman. Behind the wheel or in the boat or on the road or in the lake, take the high trail and practice ethics of fair chase. Goodbye and good luck. May God bless you in the land of the midnight sun, and may your days be happy and long in Alaska's outdoors.